The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hey, guys, we have real football coming this week, at least on the college level. Let's do this. It's a very special Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Tyler Scott for one more day. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at producer T. Scott. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you want to see us, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch Us on Live Stream. And it's a Monday. We got real football coming. It's a fun weekend. Let's have some fun today. I guess the kids are back in school, so maybe, maybe the 4 o'clock hour we should keep a little clean. But what's happening, Hoffman?
Sports is happening. What's going on with you?
Well, first off, before we get started, one more day without John. He'll be back tomorrow. Is that correct, Tyler?
All right.
Is that the plan?
Yes, I think yeah, basically he's coming back.
Okay. It's kind of a yes or no question.
Well,
if it's a long story, that's a Jong answer.
No, he was telling us that he's coming back on the 27th, but I think he's on the other side of the international dateline.
Ah.
And so I think that's where we were confused that he was going to be back today.
So he made a mistake.
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
All right. Well, first off, it's a very special day here on the Blitz because it's A.J. Hoffman's birthday.
Oh.
And as usual, for birthdays and Christmas and stuff, we get each other alcohol. And I figured because been such a great year, I was going to go over the top here, and I got you the best possible thing I could get you.
Thank you, good sir.
I found
some fine Windmeyers.
That's the Harvey's Remnants, of which they only made 2,000, which, as you know, is probably my favorite that they've ever made.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
And I know of only two places where you can still get it. Went out to one of them today, and there you go. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Fred. Thank you very much. I didn't know you would remember.
Well, as me tweets it or sends a message to everybody.
You know what? That's the worst, too.
Because I wouldn't have remembered if she hadn't done that.
And
I'm not going to lie.
The worst is when you're on that thing, it's like a everybody replies all. And then they all say the same thing. Oh, happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. Like, I'd just rather you not message out that it's my birthday because then it's just going to be, 18 emails from the same people.
Right.
They really don't care if it's your birthday. Most of the people here don't care that it's my birthday. Most of the people here don't care about me at all. But they all feel like they're obligated now to say, oh, happy birthday. But it's just, they need to do away with that.
Well, it makes Esme happy.
Well,
and that's
right.
It's a big deal to her. So that's the important thing. But I know it's about this time, but I can remember your wife's birthday for obvious reasons because it's the same as mine. But I knew it was around this time. But when she sent that out, I'm like, okay, how can I say, hey, thanks for having a great year? There you go. That's the best gift I can give somebody.
That's a good one. Thank you, good sir.
So your fight went well Friday night?
Fight went really well. Taylor won in 35 seconds by knockout, which was exactly the plan. It was get in there and get out as quickly as possible and don't get hurt. And he did that. They both threw a leg kick at each other, and then Taylor threw a second leg kick on the outside, and the kid caught it and tried to take him down. And Taylor turned him to the cage and got on top of him, and he hit him about 10 times on the ground, and about shot number 8 put the kid to sleep. And, good violent stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, so I had a pretty fun weekend. Well, had a quiet weekend. Not quiet. Start Friday night, I drank too much. That was a disaster. And it's the wife's fault because she's like, hey, let's go downtown and bar hop. And I'm like, man, I don't want to do that. I just want to sit at home and drink some really good whiskey and just sort of chill. Like, no, we haven't done this in a while. So I'm like, okay. And of course, We have way too much to drink. We wind up at a place by our place. Met some really cool blitzers who bought me shots, and that's the end
of
it.
Oh, no. Yeah,
that was the end of it. And I'm pretty sure I was asked to leave the bar, and I don't remember any of it. I don't remember how I got home. I just woke up on my couch going, okay, that was a bad idea. So I'm officially banning myself from any kind of bar hopping for 6 months.
Mm.
Asterisk, Vegas not included.
Not counting Vegas. Yeah, yeah, we can't have that.
From now on, limit two. Like if I go out to dinner or whatever, I go out with some friends, limit two. I got to stop doing that stuff. But the worst part was Saturday morning, we decided to go buy new bikes, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so we're driving around, and I probably shouldn't have been driving because I was probably still drunk from the night before. And I forgot to take my Thrive, which made it even worse. So we go to the third place we go to. We find bikes we like, and it's not too far from the house, which is great. And so shout out to Edo Bike Company because those guys gave us a great deal, took care of us, and loaded up on everything. But I took the car back home and jogged back over there, not realizing that it was 109 degrees is what it felt like. Get on the bike to ride home, maybe a half mile, not even that. And I thought I was going to die. I'm just sweating friggin' whiskey and everything else. I'm like, oh, what a pathetic human being you are. But we got new bikes, went on a nice long ride Sunday, and the rest of the time I just kind of crashed on the couch and watched football and binge-watched some shows and watched some Astros and just had a good weekend.
I finished, what was the show? Oh, Yellowstone.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was like a weird way to finish.
Yeah, I was disappointed in the last episode. I thought it all it did was set up next year.
I kept saying, I told my wife, because it, first of all, it's weird because they had 9 episodes in the season, which is just an odd number to be. I mean, you either do 8 or 10 or 12. You don't do an odd number.
Right.
And so episode 9, we're watching, and it, you know, the last commercial break on episode 9, there's like 13 minutes left. And I'm like, well, obviously there's going to be one more episode because there's no way that they can wrap up this show in 13 minutes. And they didn't wrap it up in 13 minutes. They didn't wrap it up at all. It's basically the last scene is Kevin Costner walking into his field like it's Field of Dreams Part 2.
Yeah, staring off at the sky.
Yeah, like what an odd way to finish, and there was no resolution to anything.
Well, see, that's the thing. I was a little worried going into the last episode because I thought there's no way they can wrap all this up in one episode. And then it was when it finished, the whole thing, they're like, oh, and season 2 is coming, and they're already filming it. I'm like, oh, come on. That was the only thing disappointing because I thought it was a really good show up to that point. I don't know that I want or need a season 2.
I enjoyed it. I liked it.
I did too, but I was disappointed in the ending, which that happens sometimes. But on the positive note, after missing the Thursday night CFL game, I hit the Saturday game.
You came back strong.
21-10-1 for the year. I'm actually 24-10-1, but there's 3 of those I didn't give to the people. So these are the only ones I've given away on the show. And the Saratoga picks I did for Saturday, I was 1-for-4, but the one that I hit was 8-to-1, so I want to make it a profit there. And good betting weekend for me.
There
so,
you go.
Very happy.
So, I met some listeners as well. I did my first fantasy football draft of the season, and I'm new to this league.
Okay.
My buddy Randy brought me into the league, and it's a high entry league, and there are 24 teams in it.
Ooh.
But you divide up into 2 conferences.
Okay.
So there's 2 separate drafts going on at the same time.
Well, that's kind of cool.
And then you play each other. The 2 champions play each other, and like you redraft for your playoffs, and the 2 champions play each other at the end. And as I'm, you know, introducing myself to some people around there, and, you know, they say, well, what's your last name? And I say my last name, and they say, oh, we were just reading your fantasy rankings on the way over here. Like, oh, that's wonderful. That's my favorite thing is when people read my fantasy rankings and then draft against me for money. That's ideal. So from now on, Fred, I think next year.
But that's the price, man.
Next year, my fantasy rankings will come out right after week 1.
I think you should wait and do them after
my
draft. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a fair way to do it. But no, that's cool. It's funny. Yeah, that's What are you going to do? Well, using your picks against you. Did you have a good draft at least?
I think it went well. I think it's sort of a weird format because there's 15 spots on your team. You can have five wide receivers and four running backs, or five running backs and four wide receivers. Tight ends count as wide receivers.
Okay.
Then you have to carry two quarterbacks, two kickers, and two defenses.
Interesting.
And so I had a hard time with that. And normally I like to, my strategy with quarterbacks, I like to wait until everybody's taken one, and then I'll grab one.
You'll go get Kirk Cousins or somebody like that.
They started really early. Deshaun Watson was the first quarterback taken.
Doesn't surprise me.
Round two. And we all made fun of him a little bit for that. But then there were eight quarterbacks taken. I was the ninth guy to take a quarterback. And I wasn't planning on taking one even then. But Russell Wilson hadn't been taken.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather. Wow.
And I have Russell Wilson right up there in
top
the,
three,
in the
right?
same tier with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And so there were several guys like Cam Newton went before him, which that's no big surprise. Cam Newton's borderline into that group as well. Who else went before? I mean, there was some weird things happening. And everyone was grabbing quarterbacks, and they left that one for me. And I was like, well, I guess I might as well. And Jimmy Garoppolo went before him.
That doesn't surprise me, but it's still, okay.
Yeah, I mean, so I was happy with it. And I got Andrew Luck was like the 17th quarterback off the board. So that's my two quarterbacks. And I had the 10th pick. I went in saying the only thing I don't want is like pick 9 or 10. Because that's the worst spot to me. Because it's a PPR league. I don't want Leonard Fournette on my team in a PPR league.
Yeah.
I don't want Melvin Gordon on any of my teams. Because I just don't think Melvin Gordon. I know he's going to get a lot of touches. I just don't think he's that good at football. So I didn't want to be in that zone. But luckily some things went my way. And once people started drafting crazy. Like after my second pick. I took Kareem Hunt and then Christian McCaffrey. After my second pick. The draft went so crazy.
Well, it sounds like it if they took all those quarterbacks.
I was getting guys that I would have never thought I'd be getting. So I think it'll be all right.
So they didn't use your rankings against you?
They did not use my rankings against me. I think those guys were in the other conference.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, guys. Guess who's back?
Shady's back.
My bookie.
Tell a friend. Yeah. Oh.
No. The boys are back in town?
Could be that.
Yeah. My boyfriend's back?
Hey, now.
MyBookie is back with us, and I get asked this a lot, what website to use online, and the only one I use right now is MyBookie. And football's here. You've got colleges are cranking up this week. The cool thing about MyBookie is I was on it all weekend. I was playing some CFL on there. I was playing the horses on there. Well, now that college football's about to crank up, you can do that too. And, yeah, there were some games this weekend you could have got in on. And the cool thing is they're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. I've been using them for several years now. And the best thing is you win, they pay you. I've got in-game live betting, which is really cool. And for fantasy guys, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Now is the time to get onto MyBookie. You can just get on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. And right now, how about this? They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on the HRNP listener line. And Jong is obviously back because he just jumped on an email that we got about the show in Vegas.
Or he's on an airplane.
Could be on an airplane. But, yeah, we got our stuff for the Canelo fight, and it has us listed as 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific, which doesn't quite work for us.
No.
So he responded to that right away. So
well, that's good.
Cool thing is Sharara gets to go with us.
Yes. It'll be fun. Magby goes.
Yeah. And both of our brothers are going too. It'll be a fun trip.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah. We'll get into some mischief out there. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. So
do you think that because my brother's going and your brother's going, do you think your other brother is going like, hey, man, what the hell?
No, because you know what? All he does now is sit around and sell Bitcoin back and forth. That's like besides his job, that's his thing. He's on in all that cryptocurrency stuff.
How's that working out for him?
Plus, he can't drink, so he wouldn't have fun with us.
Why can't he drink?
Because the brain problems that he has. Yeah, so he's had all those brain surgeries and stuff.
What a ripoff.
Yeah, so that'd be fun, man. That'd be a cool crew. We'll get some poker in and have a nice trip. I'm looking forward to, really looking forward to getting out there.
Oh, yes.
It's been too long, man.
They also have Nick's last name misspelled on here.
You think he'll notice that?
Shahara.
Shahara. Yeah.
But I don't know that it matters that much. Maybe we should, because he's going to have to take his...
he's got to take his ID and everything to get his credentials. Are you going to let him know?
Yeah, I'll let him know.
I love it when they send us a, please stop and read this whole email ASAP.
Right.
While we're on the air.
Oh, we're not busy or anything.
No, nothing going on. So, did you watch your Texans Saturday?
Did, of course. Thrilling stuff.
Yeah. Well,
You know what's funny is I was at a buddy's house watching it, and there was like, I don't know, a minute and some change left.
Yeah.
And it was 21-20. And he just turned it on to the fights. And I didn't really care.
Yeah. It's not like it mattered.
What's going to change? What's going to happen?
I don't know what it is about them with their backup kickers that they find the worst possible guys. That guy was terrible. He's already missed an extra point, and then he missed two field goals. But I was just glad to see that the starters all got out there and then didn't get hurt and got off the field.
Yeah, that was a bonus.
That's all I really cared about. Yeah. I wanted to see JJ get out there and make a tackle, and he did. And I would have sat them all down after one series, but I'm not sure I would have played them at all. But it was good to see those guys get out there, make some plays, sit down. I think I don't know that Watson throws that pick in the regular season. I think he was trying to do something there in preseason. Maybe he does. I don't know. That wasn't a very good pass. In fact, if you're expecting Ellington to go up and make a play, mm-hmm. that's not the kind of player he is.
Right.
So, but other than that, not much to take away from it. They look healthy, and they signed another cornerback today.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah, to me, that's still the Kayvon Webster, who we've talked about. To me, that's a good pickup, because even if Kevin Johnson's healthy, then Dee Virgin's your fourth guy. I think I've seen enough of that act.
I don't really want Dee Virgin on this team, to be honest. I mean, nothing personally against
him. I'm sure he's a great guy, a great human being.
Right. But I mean, just what I've seen, I'm just like, this guy can't be he can't be rostered on an NFL team.
He gets fooled on every little move. Yeah. He's always 5 yards away from the guy. That's just not going to cut it. But that's about it. I got a lot of college football stuff to get to today, by the way, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
First off, though, let's start with did you see the Aggie transfer to Arizona has already been kicked off the team?
Kicked off of Arizona?
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole lot of...
Santino Marchial. Apparently... Well, and this is why I don't always trust people who are going to claim stuff to get out of a school. But apparently he's gone out of Arizona already.
Because of the monkeys thing?
The monkeys thing, yeah. Mm. I'm assuming. Said no reason was given, but apparently.
So do you think that leaving College Station, Texas to go play for a black coach, Do you think that calling your running back teammates monkeys is a bad call when you're trying to make that move?
Yeah. Well, I think going to play for any coach, that's a bad move.
Yeah.
So much for that.
Well.
Where can he go play?
Last chance you, right?
I guess. Oh, boy. Man, the little story we did for Sports Map on that with that guy being on the show with y'all, it got a ton of hits.
People are interested in that guy for some reason.
I don't know why, but it worked. We're actually on pace to have a record month on Sports Map.
Perfect.
By far. So I'm actually very proud of that. I knew it would go up when football started, but it's been really consistent since May. And we're about 7,000 or 8,000 hits away from a record month, and I think that's not going to be a problem
doable.
At all. Yeah. So some good stuff on there today as well. Although, looks like George Springer's back in the lineup for the Astros tonight. So I'll be having a little discussion with Patrick Creighton about his sources. And it may still be that it's not 100% right.
Well, listen, Fred, how many page views did it get?
It got a lot, but I still have that standard that I like to be. Yeah, I'll give you a chance until you prove to be wrong.
Yeah.
And then from now on, you're gonna have to hit your marks.
Yeah,
I have some things that before I post another source story from him, there's some things that I'm gonna have to know.
All right,
because that's where the old editor comes out. 713-780-3776 is your number. 780-3776. Okay. I wanted to get to these because our buddy Brad Powers, who I assume will be joining us this week, I do not know. We'll find out from John when he gets back. He did preseason win totals for every single team.
Okay.
And
that's a lot.
Yeah, so I thought we might go through, maybe next segment because we're running out of time here, maybe go through some of the key teams that we care about.
I'd be interested in that.
Yeah. See... Rice was all out to beat Prairie View in its opener.
No, I'm not surprised. Rice football's, I think it's going to be back to the dark ages.
Yeah, and I mean, even in a conference where they should be able to compete a little bit, I don't think they're going to be. I think Bailiff had a nice run there and took him as far as he could, and then they started reverting to being Rice.
Yeah.
But what do you do?
Can you do?
The Black Fred asks, he's in a 12-team league, drafted Breeze and Rodgers, plan on using one as a trading chip. Which do I keep? I'd keep Rodgers. But that's
I would too, but that's usually not a great strategy.
No, because most of the time, the value, you're not going to get much value for those guys.
No.
It's unless you're in a league. Well, the best thing is if you're in a league with a bunch of Saints fans, you could probably get more than you deserve for Drew Breeze.
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, what are you going to get? And that's the thing. Like, if you think you're going to get a top level running back for those guys, I mean, Aaron Rodgers on average goes in the fourth round. You know, Drew Brees can go in the seventh round, eighth round.
So you're looking at
what kind of play you're getting?
WR two or three, maybe.
Maybe.
This still bothers me to this day as I see Chris Boswell kicking off for the Steelers. You see, they made him the highest paid kicker in the league.
Anybody but Justin Tucker. That's a joke.
Well, remember when the Texans decided to keep Fat Aggie and not Chris Boswell?
Yeah.
I want to note it for the record. I said all along this guy was going to be a really good kicker in the NFL, and the Texans were smart to have picked him up.
I didn't know if he was going to be a really good kicker, but I want it noted for the record that I said that Fat Aggie wasn't a good kicker.
Does anybody even remember Fat Aggie's real name? I mean, I do, but I'm just kind of curious. Tyler?
I remember it.
Okay. I'm just checking.
What's the percentage, do you think, of people who remember him? Or do they just remember? Remember when we had that Fat Aggie kicker?
That's what people say.
I think you're right.
That's what Twitter was all about. They kept the Fat Aggie over him. It's like, I bet you don't even know his name.
Well, they did use a draft pick on him.
Okay.
Yeah, well, sometimes that makes it even better.
How many draft picks did they use? Like fourth round draft picks that they were just like, well,
I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that's why they justified.
How many third round? Remember how many third round picks they had? That's just like, we screwed this one up.
Throw that one in the trash.
Yep.
All right, guys. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. During the Labor Day event, you can lease a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4 for just $185 a month. Or How about leasing a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Lone Star Crew Cab, just $299 a month? Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Whatever the options you're looking for, whatever the colors you're looking for, they've got you covered. And their new state-of-the-art service center is now open. Twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway. And always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 36-month closed-in lease, $8,030 down, payment of $185.19, total due at signing, $82.15.19. 2019 Ram 1500, 36-month closed-in lease, $9,073 down, payment of $409.69, total due at signing, $94.82.69. Tax, title, and registration additional, see dealer for details.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 is your number. Happy back to school day. I'm sure some parents like that. We mentioned Brad Powers and how he did projected win totals for every team. He also went through Alabama's schedule and did his power ratings lines on what he thought the line would be for each game. No shock, Alabama would be favored in every game. Would you like to guess what the smallest line would be based on his projections?
I'll tell you what it is.
It's at LSU. It's okay. The smallest one.
Oh. I would guess Bama minus 7.
Tried minus 10.1. Honestly, some of these numbers, and again, these are his projections based on power rankings, but just to go through their schedule, Louisville minus 20.1. I'll just round up to the number or down. Arkansas State minus 36. Ole Miss minus 18. Aggie minus 21. UL Lafayette minus 50. Arkansas minus 20. Mizzou minus 23. Tennessee minus 23. LSU minus 10. Mississippi State minus 17.5. The Citadel minus 61.
Oh.
And Auburn minus 12.5.
I would think, I mean, Auburn to me is that should be the lowest number.
Yeah, I think so too, but
they got a real quarterback. They could be a problem.
Yeah, I like Auburn. I think they're kind of the one team that might be able to give Bama hell this year, but again, this is based on. Does that one count, 434?
Barely.
That was awful week. Well, you just started your energy drink, so.
Just getting started.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting, and it's based on, he's a great Twitter follow to it, at BradPower7. But hopefully he'll be on with us Thursday, and we can talk about some of this. Here's his projected wins. You tell me too high, too low. I'm just going to throw out a few. Alabama, he's got 11. Based on that. Seems about right.
Yeah, it does seem about right. I don't think Alabama's losing a game. I mean, they might lose a game in the playoff. I don't think Alabama's losing a game on their regular season schedule.
Baylor has 6.
I think that's too high.
Yeah, and we talked about this. I think over 4 is doable. I can't see them winning 6 games.
I can't either. Over 4, I mean, that to me, that's kind of iffy. But...
But yeah, because we went through their schedule, and I could find 4 wins, but I can't, you know. And again, that's giving them some coin flips, but I don't see 6.
No.
All right, University of Houston, 8.1. I don't know what to make of those guys this year. I
don't either.
I think offensively last year they were pretty pedestrian. Obviously, the defense should be pretty good again, but eight wins tends to get you fired there.
Yeah.
So, Kansas, 2.54.
That's too high. When do they win more than 2 games?
Never.
Like, I mean, you're giving them 2.5? Come on.
LSU, he has 6.97, so just under 7 wins for LSU.
Man, I don't expect...
How many times did Les Miles only win 7 games?
Yeah. To me, LSU football is one of those places where, like, I think that's a... maybe not a top tier football program, but I think it's on that second tier.
Yeah.
Like if you say the top tier is like, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Texas, Florida, Alabama, that might be it.
Yeah, LSU's probably.
I think they're in that next group, right?
Yeah, I guess it depends year to year. I mean, for a while they were in that group.
Yeah.
Did you put Oklahoma in there?
What? Yeah. No.
Oklahoma probably belongs.
They might be in there. Yeah. I just mean like as far as like just a, not just on-field success, but like program success. Like you're when you're at your best, what can you be? I guess Oklahoma does deserve to be in that conversation.
You know, both those schools have won multiple national titles over the last 20 years.
But that next tier, I mean, it's not like a slouch tier. I think Florida State's in that next tier. I think and you know why I'll leave LSU out of that top tier? Because they still have Alabama in their way. Like they're still in the same division with and until they start outperforming them, which has been a long time since they have.
Well, they did before Saban, and now that Saban's been there, they haven't.
Yeah.
So that's
But yeah, at LSU, I can't imagine that they'll be down for that long. And it's really weird going into a season where you're like, man, like LSU, Miami. I have no idea if LSU's better than Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean they're going to be an underdog to Miami.
Miami's win total is 9.3, by the way.
Right.
I think the right coach at LSU, they can compete with anybody. I just don't know if they have the right coach.
But you know what? I've said that, you know, I can't imagine LSU can be down for long. I never would have thought that Texas would be at this point
for as long as
they've been. Florida, you can throw them in the same boat.
But
even to an extent, USC.
Yeah.
I never would have thought that USC would be where they are as a program, not a national championship contender year in and year out. For those schools, there's no excuse. Like they've got everything.
The reality is, if you have the right coach at those programs, that's what they're going to be every year. But every one of these schools have gone through guys who aren't the right guy. And Michigan, Brady Hoke, for God's sakes.
Right.
And Michigan, 9.01 wins, by the way. Less than Michigan State, which is 9.06. Interestingly enough. But to me, when you're a program that, if you have the right coach in there, you're going to be in the mix every single year, then you're in that top tier. And see, I kind of think LSU and Oklahoma are that. When they have the right coaches, they're in the mix. But I don't think – I don't know what Lincoln Riley is yet. I think he – because of when he took over for Stoops, I think he's a good coach. We'll find out. But I am not convinced that LSU has the right staff right now. Let's see. Anybody else you're interested in?
Notre Dame?
Notre Dame – comes in at 9.04.
Ooh.
I'm feeling under on that.
Okay. Did you go through Texas schools?
I have not. It's all in alphabetical order. So, yeah, we did do UH. So
get down to the T's.
The T's?
That's where the interesting Texas schools are. There's the Texas A&M, TCU should all be in that group, right?
Here's one for you. Rice at 3.58. Even giving them their one,
I'm going under.
I
on
am
that.
Too.
Yeah, that's good. It's going to be a disaster this year.
I think UTEP, Rice and UTEP, that'll be a real barn burner. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't see too many opportunities for victories. All right, your Longhorns. Care to guess where he has them?
8.5.
Very close. 8.37.
Okay.
Which I think the actual number is 8.5, so that would indicate go under. TCU, 7.74. That feels low to me.
It does feel low.
Aggie, 7.15.
That's probably...
I think they're going to be a 7.5-8.4 team, so I think that number is right about right. Texas State, 3.97. Under. How about this one? Tech, 5.77.
At what number?
5.77 for Tech.
I'll go under there.
Do you think Cliff survives another year if they go under 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care.
Here's one that's interesting. Tulane, 5.25. I think they've got themselves a really good coach. I could see that team winning 7 games this year, making a bowl game. USC, 8.46.
Man. That's a team that, you know, I keep saying it. I expect them at some point to get over that. But, yeah, because I feel like 8 wins at this point for them would be disappointing. Team should be winning 9-10 in their down years.
Yeah. Somebody asked, where would you put Clemson?
Clemson's in the same tier as LSU. Same tier as Florida State. One tier below.
I kind of put all those teams that you have in the top tier and that second tier, I put them in the same thing. To me, it comes down to, can you compete for national championships every year if you have the right coach? Clemson has the right coach. They're competing for national championships every year. So I put them in there, too. Somebody asked about Nebraska. I don't know. I mean, that's a nice historic program.
Though? We'll see, right? Because if they've got the right coach
I think they have the right coach. I really do. I love Scott Frost.
I still think even with the right coach, I mean, would anyone argue, does Michigan State have the right coach?
They have to, right?
I think they do.
Yeah.
They're not competing for national championships. They're really good.
They're close. They've been close a couple times to get into the playoff, but
they're not a top tier team. I think Nebraska's that now.
Yeah, I think Michigan State's that next tier you're talking about.
I've said for the longest time, like, unless you're Ohio State or Michigan, and I guess Notre Dame to an extent, if you're in the Midwest, like, it's really hard to recruit like top talent to your school. And Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, they're lucky because there's a talent pool there in Ohio and Pennsylvania that they can draw from. Nebraska doesn't really have the high school football talent. They count on national recruiting, and it's really hard to bring kids from, you know, the southern or the west coast and say, hey, come to Nebraska.
But that's what they were doing when they were winning national championships.
Right.
All those guys, that time's changing. The other part is they've kind of been out of the spotlight for so long that you're not able to go into California and recruit guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe those coaches just need a new career.
Maybe they do. My computer career could be the way to go. Let's talk about Ryan, who was back in May. He wasn't a company man. He was a stay-at-home dad, Fred. This August, less than 3 months later, Ryan started his IT career doing something he loves, driving a company car. What a life. Don't love what you do? Change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. We're not talking years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they're all about. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than a school too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
7 even back, though, little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus, nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day.
This is The Blitz. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 2A1 says it looks like the state of Texas has more cumulative college football coaching talent than any other state and most states combined. That top three of presumably Herman, I think this year he has a good year, but Herman, Gary Patterson, Jimbo, that's a pretty good.
Pretty strong group.
Yeah. I'd stack that up against most states. But
I mean, if Art Briles could have held on, it'd be even more impressive, honestly.
I don't think you want him holding on to anything.
No, but I mean,
yeah.
Had he not blown it,
yeah.
I mean, you'd be talking about four really solid head coaches.
Yeah, I agree. So, and at the time, if you think about, I guess Charlie was at UT, but I thought he was going to be okay. But when you had Briles, Herman at UH, Charlie at UT, maybe that doesn't count.
Yeah,
we'll see what I think UT has a good year.
What's a good year? What's that mean?
I think they're going to win 8 or 9 games, unless the quarterback play sucks again, in which case it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah,
and I honestly think there's some things Tom needs to do to. He needs to make some adjustments in what he's doing. It's a different level. And it was at UH when you could get everything fired up just to play OU.
Charlie Strong ran into the same problem.
Yeah.
I mean, because Louisville football was, it was even at the time when they made the step, when he made the step from Louisville to Texas, Louisville was even less of a program than it is now. Like, you know, it was a, you know, it was basically a brand new Big East program.
It had just moved to the ACC, yeah, I believe. So, right. And, you know, that's one thing, week in, week out, to have to prepare for these teams. And by the way, coaches who are very good themselves, not the same as going up against a bunch of guys who, you know, may or may not be good coaches that get better jobs. Now, to be fair, I think in conference, in the AAC, there's a lot of coaches that are pretty decent. And we, you see that because there was one year, like four of them get hired by Power Five schools.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. And yeah, you got to match wits with Patterson and guys like that on a weekly basis. It gets to be, you know, Mike Gundy's a good coach. I mean, there's, it's not easy. And I think that's an adjustment. And we'll see if he makes that adjustment this year.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at their schedule, there's four games that jump out as, I mean, even if Texas is good, these are going to be tough games. You've got the USC game, which is October.
Starting a true 15th. Freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
Apparently he's supposed to be a badass. But excuse me,
September 15th.
Yeah.
That's when we'll be in Vegas for that, or otherwise I'd be in Austin. The week after that, TCU.
That'll be a good test.
I mean, if Texas beats USC, man, that's a, you talk about a, the like from a betting standpoint, you're going to be talking about looking at TCU really hard.
Yeah, definitely. You
know? Then after the TCU game, the 29th, they play Kansas State. And then the week after that, of course, they play Oklahoma. And then you get to November, early November, they play West Virginia. Those four games are the games to me that jump out as, if you go 2-2 in those games and you win all the other games you're supposed to, that's a successful season.
Yeah, that'd be a real good season. Except I think you have to assume that there's going to be another loss in there that they're not supposed to have, like Iowa State or Kansas State or somebody like that. I think, I mean, if you're supposed to be good, you should beat USC.
Yeah.
Especially at home.
Well, you should beat TCU.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, I'm not sure I'm not sure what to expect out of TCU either.
With the exception of Oklahoma, I mean, I don't think any of these other teams are significantly more talented. And I don't even, I mean, with Oklahoma's quarterback situation, I don't know what's going on there. I mean,
right. I don't know what to, I mean, I think, and plus,
not that I'm crazy about Texas's quarterback situation.
Well, but, no, that's the other part of it.
But Texas is also, I mean, they're really good at, you know, 21 other spots.
Yeah, I think the reality is, though, I don't know what West Virginia is going to be compared to them. I don't know what Oklahoma State's going to be compared to them. Should they have more talent than them? Yeah. Does that mean they're going to beat them? Not necessarily, because those are teams that scheme pretty well. So it'll be interesting. I still, and I don't know what to think of A&M yet. The more I look at their schedule, I just don't know what they're going to look like under Jimbo. And I guess the consensus is, well, this will be a transition year, and then next year they'll kind of move into, you know, they'll take a step forward.
It's weird to think that it should be a transition year because they've been recruiting so well for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the talent should be in place there, but this is a tough, it's a tough year from a scheduling standpoint. You get Clemson in the out of conference, which is, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to say that that's not a winnable game for Texas A&M, but it's, I would put it down as highly unlikely.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks later, you're at Bama. That's not good.
No.
You're at Auburn and you're at Mississippi State. So that's probably the three best teams. Well, them or LSU.
Yeah. We don't know what LSU is going to be, or Mississippi State for that matter. But I do think I know what Alabama is. And
well, Alabama,
pretty sure I know what Auburn is.
Alabama and Auburn are your two. That's your two toughest conference games. They're both on the road. You've got Mississippi State, which should be good on the road. And you get LSU at home. But
of course, they never beat LSU.
Right.
New coaches, though, so we'll see. Corey says, would think the state of Michigan can rival Texas for coaching talent, even though there are only a couple schools. Yeah, but Harbaugh and, you know, that those two guys. And then I think California, you got Chip Kelly and David Shaw.
Yeah.
That's still only two, though. I'll take the three in Texas over those guys.
You're not going to count Clay Helton in that group?
No, Clay Helton is not quite
not,
going
not
to.
Earned it yet.
No, no.
Well, I mean, he's earned as much as Tom Herman has.
Probably. I guess he's been better at USC. Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. For sure.
But Herman's had 1 year.
Yeah.
I'll still take... I think if you were to ask both schools who they'd rather have as a head coach, they'd both take Herman. I think.
I just don't understand why... I never understood why Clay Helton got that job at USC to begin with. I don't understand how he's kept it for so long. I mean, it's mind blowing to me. But I mean, good for him. I just don't. I don't see how he does it.
I don't understand how you can say Texas is any good.
I mean, I can't.
I think we nobody.
This is called projecting.
Yeah, yeah, and I think they can be.
They should be.
And they should be. They have every advantage to be good. Doesn't mean they're going to, but that's what you do.
They play in a conference with not much.
There's really nothing in that conference that you look at and say.
There's nothing unbeatable in that conference,
no,
for sure.
No. Do I think TCU's good? Yeah. Do I think OU's pretty good? Yes. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, those teams could all be really good. They could all be kind of in the same box. And I think Texas is in the same box with them.
That's why when I look at it, that's why it's tough for the Aggies, because they've got two teams in their division that, you know, even if A&M plays their best, it's still possible they lose.
Yeah.
You know, they could play their best game, and Auburn and Alabama are just better than them. You know, that's...
At this point, absolutely.
I don't know that if Texas plays their best game against anybody on their schedule, they'll probably win. Now, they're not going to go play their best game every week.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know if USC's best game is better than theirs. I don't know if Oklahoma's best game is better than theirs. So, Peter asked, do you think TCU has a good chance against Ohio State? Has the line changed since Urban's suspension? I haven't noticed what the line change is. I'll have a better idea after I see these guys play a couple games. So, I think, you know, that's a tough place to go play.
Yeah.
And TCU, while really good program, not a ton of experience going into places like Ohio State. And so I just, that one I'll reserve judgment on until I see how both teams look. I mean, not that I'm going to learn anything from Ohio State's first two games. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So 713 asks, so who do you think wins the Big 12?
Oklahoma.
I think it defaults to Oklahoma, but if there's some regression,
unless
there,
they have a disastrous quarterback season, which is possible.
It is possible. I mean, we don't know if Kyler Murray can play. And, again, I think I need to see another year of Lincoln Riley not just taking over the team that Bob Stoops essentially put together and take his team for one season. And that's not saying he can't do it. He might be really, really good. I think he's a talented dude. But, I mean, right now it's Oklahoma. But if they don't, then I think it opens it up to every one of those teams that we talked about, the TCUs and Okie States and West Virginias and Texases. And you could see one of them win it.
Yep.
But that's why it's all just projections right now. But it's fun because it's almost here. We're actually going to get to see games and talk about
it. Yes.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. I may go get three Eagles.
Where would you get three Eagles,
Fred?
Well,
there's only one place for that.
Triangle Energy, of course. How would you keep your home air conditioned? Three Eagles, they're going to stay comfortable. Triangle would be the way. There's a lot of energy providers out there, guys, and they're always going to throw out these different offers. You know, free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. Or they'll say, we've got the lowest rates, bottom line, no matter what. And then you sign up for them and then you find out, oh, well, yeah, your first month you got the lowest rate. But now you're paying a lot more than that. Or they're throwing some additional fees onto your bill. That's garbage, man. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate that you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no tricks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. It's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.